This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 155 Biography of Greg Landsman, the Representative from Ohio. General Information. Greg Landsman is a Democratic politician from Ohio, currently serving as the U.S. Representative for Ohio's 1st Congressional District. He was elected in the 2022 midterm elections, defeating the incumbent Republican Steve Chabot. Landsman's political career has been marked by his focus on community service, education, and economic development. Early life and education. Greg Landsman was born on December 4, 1976, in Cincinnati, Ohio. He grew up in a middle-class family where community involvement was highly valued. His parents instilled in him the importance of public service, which would later influence his career path. Landsman attended St. Xavier High School in Cincinnati, where he was active in various student organizations and community service projects. After high school, he pursued higher education at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science. During his time at Miami University, Landsman was known for his leadership roles in student government and his involvement in political activism. Early career. Following his graduation, Greg Landsman began his career in public service by working for various nonprofit organizations focused on youth development and community enhancement in Cincinnati. He served as the executive director of the Strive Partnership, an organization aimed at improving educational outcomes for children in the region. Under his leadership, Strive Partnership expanded its reach and impact, becoming a model for similar initiatives nationwide. Landsman's work in nonprofits led him to engage deeply with local politics, understanding the intersection between community needs and policy making. He was instrumental in fostering collaborations between schools, businesses, and community leaders to address systemic issues like poverty and educational disparities. Election history. Greg Landsman's political journey took a significant turn when he decided to run for public office. In 2017, he ran for Cincinnati City Council, where he was elected, serving from 2018 to 2022. During his tenure on the council, Landsman focused on issues like affordable housing, public safety, and economic development, earning a reputation as a pragmatic and effective legislator. His success at the local level propelled him to seek higher office. In 2022, Landsman announced his candidacy for the U.S. House of Representatives from Ohio's 1st District. His campaign emphasized his record of community service and his commitment to representing the district's diverse needs. He won the Democratic primary and went on to defeat the longtime incumbent Steve Chabot in the general election, marking a significant upset in Ohio politics. Political stances. Greg Landsman's political philosophy is rooted in progressive values, focusing on economic equity, education reform, and social justice. He advocates for policies that support working families, including raising the minimum wage, protecting workers' rights to organize, and ensuring access to affordable health care. In education, Landsman supports increased funding for public schools, early childhood education, and initiatives to reduce student debt. He believes in the power of education as a tool for social mobility and has worked to bridge the gap between educational institutions and the job market. On environmental issues, Landsman has pushed for sustainable development and green energy solutions. He supports legislation aimed at combating climate change, promoting renewable energy sources, and ensuring environmental justice for communities disproportionately affected by pollution. Regarding social issues, Landsman is a proponent of criminal justice reform, advocating for alternatives to incarceration, community policing, and addressing systemic racism within the legal system. He also supports comprehensive immigration reform, emphasizing humane policies that recognize the contributions of immigrants to the American economy and culture. His stance on gun control includes advocating for universal background checks, banning assault weapons, and supporting red flag laws to prevent gun violence. Landsman has been vocal about the need for sensible gun legislation to protect communities while respecting the Second Amendment. Greg Landsman, the representative for Ohio's 1st congressional district, has garnered significant support due to his deep roots in the community and his commitment to public service. Having served as a Cincinnati City Council member, Landsman has a proven track record of understanding and addressing local issues, which resonates well with constituents who value experience and familiarity with their district's needs. One of the key reasons people support Landsman is his focus on education. He has been a vocal advocate for improving public education systems, pushing for better funding, and ensuring that schools have the resources they need to succeed. This resonates with many families in his district who see education as a pathway to opportunity and economic mobility. Landsman's approach to healthcare also plays a significant role in his support base. He supports policies aimed at making healthcare more accessible and affordable, which is crucial in a district where many residents face economic challenges. His advocacy for expanding Medicaid and protecting the Affordable Care Act speaks directly to the concerns of many voters who worry about healthcare costs and coverage. His stance on economic development and job creation is another pillar of his appeal. Landsman has worked tirelessly to attract businesses to the area, promoting economic growth that benefits local workers. His efforts in fostering partnerships between local businesses and educational institutions to prepare the workforce for future industries have been particularly well received. Moreover, Landsman's commitment to social justice and equality has won him support from diverse groups within his district. He has been an outspoken critic of policies that he believes perpetuate inequality, advocating for reforms in policing, criminal justice, and housing policies. This stance aligns with the values of many in his community who seek a representative that fights for fairness and justice. His personal engagement with constituents is also noteworthy. Landsman is known for his accessibility, often seen at community events, town halls, and local gatherings, listening to the concerns of his constituents. This hands-on approach makes him relatable and trusted, as people feel their voices are heard directly by their representative. Lastly, Landsman's bipartisan approach to politics has been a breath of fresh air for many voters tired of partisan gridlock. He has shown a willingness to work across the aisle to find common ground, which is particularly appealing in a time when political polarization is rampant. This pragmatic approach to governance reassures voters that he is more interested in solving problems than in scoring political points. One of the primary reasons people do not support Representative Greg Landsman from Ohio's 1st District is his perceived disconnect from the local issues that directly affect his constituents. Many residents feel that Landsman, despite his efforts, does not fully grasp the day-to-day challenges faced by the average citizen in his district, which includes urban areas like Cincinnati with its unique set of economic and social issues. This perceived lack of understanding can lead to policies and legislative actions that do not resonate with or benefit the community directly. Another significant factor contributing to the lack of support for Landsman is his voting record on certain key issues. Some constituents argue that his votes on topics like healthcare, education, and economic development do not align with the district's needs or the broader community's expectations. For instance, his stance on healthcare reforms has been criticized by those who believe he does not push hard enough for comprehensive changes that would make healthcare more accessible and affordable for all. Political alignment also plays a crucial role in the opposition to Landsman. Ohio's 1st District has a diverse political landscape, and Landsman's more centrist or liberal positions can alienate voters who lean more conservative or expect a stronger representation of their political ideologies. His efforts to find middle ground or compromise on divisive issues often result in dissatisfaction from both ends of the political spectrum, leaving many feeling unrepresented. Moreover, there's a sentiment among some voters that Landsman lacks the charisma or the robust public engagement needed to rally support. Political figures often need to be not just policymakers but also community leaders who can inspire and mobilize their constituents. Critics argue that Landsman's approach to public interaction and his visibility in community events might not be as effective or engaging as some would hope, leading to a sense of disconnection from the electorate. Lastly, the issue of campaign financing and perceived influence from special interest groups has been a point of contention. Some residents are skeptical about the sources of his campaign funds, worrying that his legislative decisions might be swayed by donors rather than the needs of his district. This concern over potential conflicts of interest can significantly undermine trust in his ability to represent the district's interests genuinely and independently. In summary, the reasons for the lack of support for Representative Greg Landsman are multifaceted, involving perceived policy misalignments, political positioning, engagement with the community, and concerns over external influences on his legislative decisions. These elements combine to create a challenging environment for Landsman to maintain or grow his support base within Ohio's 1st District. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.